Marty Foley on Today FM.
Shall we do Tell Me I'm Wrong?
Let's do it.
Okay, here's the drill. You drop us an email, whatever's going on in your world. You need the nation to weigh in on it, to give their opinion, and maybe some, provide some clarity or answers for you. Email jp@todayfm.com. Marit, in your own time.
Okay. First off, I love my mother-in-law a lot. She's sound. But when she has a problem, big or small, she only calls my wife. Her other four children never get pulled in. This is partly because we live in the closest, but the rest of them are in the same county too. This has always been the case, but since her husband, my father-in-law, died 2 years ago, it seems everything falls to us. I want to share the load, but part of me thinks I should just shut up and dig in to help my wife more instead of roping in her siblings. Tell me I'm wrong.
I love an email that starts with, first off, I want to make it clear I love my mother-in-law. Yeah. I mean, it's you know it's going to be downhill after that.
You do. I did laugh when I read it earlier
Let me start the email by saying, I love my mother-in-law, ... but... Okay, first off, I love my mother-in-law. And what's... So the deal is that the father-in-law died.
Mm-hmm.
So mom's on her own and she only ever calls the other half of this person emailing. Yeah?
Yes. Our listener's wife gets all the calls.
Do they say how many other siblings there are? Mm-hmm. Oh, other four children. So there's five of them.
So there, okay. It does say, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's five kids. Only one kid gets the call and you're annoyed that you're the son-in-law. Okay, you're annoyed that she's the only daughter that gets the call.
And we don't know the breakdown if it's daughters or sons or what.
Well, there is a thing, isn't there?
There is a thing. That's what I'm immediately going to. Maybe she's an only daughter. Maybe.
All right, yeah. That's a good point. What do you think? 0874 100 102. So mom's on her own. She calls this one daughter that's nearest for everything. Now, they also say, all right, so it's not like they live on the other side of the country or that they live in another country or mm-hmm. that they live abroad or anything, that they all live nearby, but they are literally the nearest.
Yeah.
So that is that why they're getting the call, or is it down to the relationship, or is it that your missus is a soft touch and mam knows that your missus and yourself are not going to stand up to her and say, come here. You know, you can ring Mary, or you can ring John, or you can ring Pat. Is that the case? What do you think? Do you have a similar situation? Are you living it? Are you this emailer? Or are you a sibling? It seems the way, at least the way it's written, and this isn't to be placing any blame, but it seems, but from the way it's written, it seems to be that it's, this is the mother-in-law's doing, or she's initiating this dependency or this contact, in the sense that she's just not calling the others. I'm not reading a tone here that suggests the others are a shower of lazy shites or not putting up their hand.
Mm.
I think it's more that the mother-in-law is not calling the other siblings.
But isn't there usually a reason why it goes that way? Every family has a useless sibling who never chips in.
This
so
one is
variably.
This one is four useless.
Precisely, yeah. So this wife of the emailer has clearly been useful in the past. She's the reliable one.
She's the doer. She gets done.
Yeah.
She does get stuff done.
But I'm, yeah, okay. But I'm wondering though, is it the case though that these siblings could be oblivious? They don't know that mam needs...
And that's what I was thinking. I've only learned this kind of later on in life. People are not mind readers. Sometimes if a situation over there is going on grand, they just think that situation over there is grand and they go, mam's very happy, or they'd let's call this listener Mary. Mary's very good to mam. They get on great. They're really close. And they don't think that there is a problem. And it could be that
could be even more naive though as well, in the sense that you could have loads of contact, like as the other siblings, they could potentially have loads of contact with mam, be on the phone to her three times a day, chatting away, mam, do you need anything? And mam is like, no, I'm grand, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But then when it actually comes to what she actually needs, she gets it from this one sibling.
But it's also, that's kind of, I'm saying this now, I'm probably the worst person to give any advice on this today because I don't have my mother or my father, and I would love a phone call from them to ask me to help them with a problem. So maybe this mother-in-law is just really, really comfortable asking this particular daughter, and we'll say son-in-law. She's very comfortable saying, listen, I have a bit of a problem here, or what do you think I should do there? And that might be it. And she, her husband has only died 2 years ago. That's recent.
That's not that long ago,
Very recent.
But then it could be just, there could be a sort of a surrogacy relationship formed there now that the dad is gone.
Mm.
That straight away she's clinging onto the daughter. And not just down to proximity. They do say that the very nearest, like location-wise, but the others are in the vicinity as well. I would, like, emailer, are you begrudging the others their freedom? Are you saying that you're angry at the others for not having to step up? That you're inclined to, that you, what's your conflict there? I want to share the load, but part of me thinks I should just shut up and dig in and help my wife more instead of roping in her siblings. So is it that you are roping in the siblings, or you're encouraging the siblings to be told, or are you just leaving them oblivious and letting them live in their own bubble?
I think anyone would understand that he and the wife can't be the only ones shouldering the workload here. And I speak as somebody who has quite a lot of guilt myself about not chipping in as it relates to my own parents. My brother's always doing my dad's garden. I never chip in on that front. My two sisters are always helping my mother. I rarely chip in on that front.
And have you chosen that? You've chosen.
Of course, it's a choice. I feel the guilt from day to day and week to week, but I haven't done enough to change my behaviour and how I relate to them. So that's kind of on me. So I'm aware that in families there's that dynamic where there are the siblings, the sisters, the brothers who step up, and there's other siblings like myself who are in a way happy to let that happen. And that's definitely reflects poorly on me, and I know that.
Can I ask then if it took one of your other siblings to go, come here, dad needs this, will you do it? Oh, I presume it's a given you'd do it.
Oh, 100%. I'd never say no. And yeah, I have chipped in and helped. But if you're talking about a scoring system or a league table, I am definitely in the relegation zone. I'm down near the bottom in terms of chipping in.
But are you a bad person? You see, the thing is this emailer holding these other siblings in a bad light just because they don't do the thing, rather than it can actually just be a simple matter of, come here, we need you to do the thing.
We need you to chip in a bit more.
I think if you're doing all the work, it'd be fairly easy to be a little bit resentful towards the people who aren't doing any of the work.
Yeah.
Open your gob. Say it. Mm-hmm. Eddie's over there, 0874-100-102. Eddie?
Ray, we're just listening to you there. Maybe the other four siblings are dumb, stupid, probably can't put a shoelace together. So they're probably just useless to her.
Well, hang on. This lad married into a family full of ticks then. Did he? And the wife is the only clever one, is it?
Could be that simple.
The shower's stupid.
Or the mother could be, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't know. But yeah, we're going for stupid and dumb.
All right, okay. Thanks, man. Cheers, Eddie. Really appreciate that. 0874-100-102. Owen says he'll get the home house. Hold your wished for the time being from Owen. Well, that's not, you're talking about inheritance. A lot of people are being very cynical as well in the texts about, like, come here, listen now, when it comes around to the time of the will, you'll be glad of that relationship. One, I don't think, that I know many, many circumstances and situations where that just doesn't happen.
No.
The daughter doesn't get it, and there's ridiculous traditions and rules and inheritance situations in families and in households that are just utterly bizarre. So you're not guaranteed of that. And further to that, I think we'd like to be presuming more positive relationships rather than the cynical financial gain that you
get.
Well,
it doesn't sound or look like this emailer is approaching the relationship that way.
No.
That
right.
is not front of mind for them.
Do you know, I'd be delighted actually if the mother-in-law wanted more from us so that he'd guaranteed a place in the will. I don't know if that's what we're talking about here, Owen. Michael says, if I was that person, I'd shut up. The missus might be her mother's favourite child and in line to inherit everything. Yeah, again, Michael, very, very cynical. Christine says, does his wife complain about it or just him? If she doesn't, then tell him to keep his nose out of it from Christine. Well, that's a silly position to take as well, Christine, because your wife is your partner.
Yeah.
You're right there. I mean, you're
in it.
And also, your wife is leaning on you. If the wife is expected to do it, you're expected to do it as much. Edel says, lads, every family has siblings that never muck in to help parents. The emailer isn't alone. That situation is not going to change, so they're stuck with it, from Edel. Edel, what about my idea of just talking to them? Or just saying, it's very hard for people to if you just embarrass, like, just politely embarrass someone into, oh, Jesus, I didn't realise. They can, like, just get straight in.
Yeah, go, listen, every second Saturday during the summer, will you go up and cut the grass? I'm just saying that as an example. If that is an issue that maybe he is to do, or do the shopping for her, I'll just share it out.
I'll do it because I was asked.
Yeah.
And Anonymous says, Ray, that's my story, only it's my mother. I'm expected to do it all as well. I'm the one who gets the call all the time, and I just go with the flow, from Anonymous. And Caroline's there.
My suggestion would be a family WhatsApp group between the siblings of the mother who keeps asking one particular sibling to do all her jobs. If that sibling does not have the time or capacity to complete it, she could send it into the family group, and one of the other siblings could do it. I think communication is key.
This is it.
In this situation.
Caroline, that's a good idea. There's a couple of things there, though. One is mam asking for a reason? You want mam to have her independence and autonomy to ask who she likes. So mam needs to be brought in this a little bit as well, to kind of go, come here, you're just going to have to ask John, because I can't do everything. I'd love to, but you're going to have to lean on the others. There are, after all, four others. I need to do a bit more leaning and give her the freedom to do that. And second, you don't, we don't know that the, how do I explain this? We don't know that the family WhatsApp group, or the wife who would be in the family WhatsApp group, is of the same mind as this husband who's emailing. Maybe the husband is taking it on himself to go, I'm sick of this business, but the wife is fine to burden it or to take it.
Yeah, it goes back to what I had said earlier on, that maybe the mother just trusts this daughter to take care of things. So if you say, listen, John's going to do that, the mother will be going, he's not going to do that right, or Sarah's not going to do that right, or... So she just trusts this daughter. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a privilege to be in the position that this...
It's not going
to
last forever, though, like you said.
A few people are saying that on the old sevens. A few people have got in touch to say, it's not always going to be this way. And while the mother-in-law is around, be grateful that you're part of her life that way.
Yeah. And he did say... She's sound. That is his
words. Well, that's your answer. So, you don't need to write. Do you know what? We're going to scrap the rest of the paragraphs in your email, and we'll just read it again. First off, I love my mother-in-law a lot. She's sound. And I certainly had that relationship with my mother-in-law, and I'd be delighted to get the phone call. She'd never be given out, and it would never be a burden. And I suppose there are those of us who have lost those people in our lives that would love to get that call, as Mairead said. But without judgment, email her. You're dead right. You can send your emails and give out about it as well. Judgment, finally then. JP, go.
I don't know what the answer to this
is. You're a terrible son.
I know.
I'll cast my judgment. You're a terrible son.
But here's the thing. I think it can't relegated. Come from him. It can't come from the hubby. It's his wife who needs to get on to her siblings. He can't be the one who's reaching out to them. No. So whatever that means in the context of that email, he can't be the one reaching out to them, I don't think.
Yeah, you are taking it on, and it is a pain in your face, but you need to talk to your wife about it, not to the other siblings, definitely. Mairead?
I think exactly what JP says, that it's not the husband's place. I think he needs to maybe just like support his wife a little bit more, maybe suggest setting up a WhatsApp group. And if she put in the group saying, look, you know, I take care of most of mum's problems or mum's day-to-day things, but I would love it to get every now and again, are you all on board? And kind of maybe just... keep it like that. Keep it friendly. And like you said, people are not mind readers. The other siblings may not know that she's tired or that there's a lot on this couple. So just kind of let them know.
That's a 1,000,000%. It always comes back to communication, in my view.
Yeah.
A polite adult and fairly breezy conversation that isn't going to go nuclear of, come here, ma'am was wondering, I was wondering actually, if you could take ma'am to that thing, because I've actually got a thing on. And do that once or twice and the message will be delivered.
Yeah.
That, oh, hang on a second, Mary's getting the call all the time. Maybe I'll step in a little bit more here and spread that load a little bit more.
And they will be aware that you are carrying all of those. They know that themselves, these four other siblings, and two of the four will surely step up at some point.
Exactly.
Drop them a text, set up the WhatsApp group, and good luck with it. Cheers.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ray Drone, we love her. Don't we love her? She came in fresh from her Leaving Cert biology exam. How'd she get? Did you get on?
It went well.
Yeah.
It went really well. Yeah. Definitely a H2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the seaweed come up?
Did the life cycle of a fluke come up?
Tell you what, my career is a fluke.
Isn't it though?
Tell you what, day by day.
I wrote a whole essay on that.
2 to 4.
Where's the life cycle on it though?
Ray Foley after Canton. All right, lads, shut up. Jesus.
I mean, it must be nearly time.
It's okay if I can.
What?
What? the reproductive cycle of that fluke, Ray Foley.
All right, have you been treated for fluke?
Yeah. I tell you what, he climbs up on top of the earthworm and rubs himself up against it. It's
they're ambidextrous, aren't they, earthworms or something?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently,
unisex or something.
Apparently, if you chop Ray Foley in half,
he grows a new one.
A new head.
Jesus.
We were just talking about something meaningful to people's lives, and now we're talking about earthworms having sex. Do better.
Those earthworms, they're having the time of their lives down
there.
Come
back as one in your next life.
I think I'm already living the life of an earthworm. But that's enough about my love life. Ray Drone, we love you. Thank you, Don.
Ray Foley on Today FM.